Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's a great week for you and your young readers to head out to the comic book store. In science fiction, our favorite comic book from last year is now out in graphic novel form. The Ghoul Scouts is a fabulous zombie comic book for readers 10 and up. And a new graphic novel from First Second Comics called Beer the One-Hitted Troll is going to be fabulous for your readers just in time for the Halloween season. Superheroes, you've got your robots who change, your turtles who live under the street, your Marvel Universe superheroes, and your Batman superheroes from 1966. Humor comic books, you've got your birds with attitude problems, your Bugs to the Bunny, and your Mickey to the Mouse. That is this week in new all-age comic books. The music you're listening to in the background is from Harsanyi Laszlo, and you can check out all of his stuff over at Free Music Archives. And what's fascinating about this cat is he's from Hungary, lives in Hungary, but you listen to his stuff, and this is just a sampling of it in the background. It sounds very Caribbean, very Cuban, and really authentic, but he's chilling out in Hungary. So it's great stuff. Again, Harsanyi Laszlo in the background. Science fiction this week in your all-age comic books. Now, last year saw one of our favorite comic books from last year, Jim Henson's Storyteller Dragons. This book, these comic books were so fabulous because of the art, and it was from Boom Studios. And we alluded to this in last week's podcast, that if it's a fantasy book that comes out on Archaea or Boom, kind of the same mouse, for lack of a better term, it's a fabulous predecessor, and it gives you some inkling that it's going to be a great book. And that was exactly the case with Storyteller Dragons. The art was really out of this world. Is it for all ages? It is, but realistically, your six-year-olds probably aren't going to be into it unless they're really into fantasy. So I'll say it's more for like nine and up, just because the art is very realistic. The dragons are fabulously drawn, not graphic, but it's very real. So that type of drawing may not appeal to younger readers. This is a great hardcover graphic novel, though. If you have a kid, again, 9 and up, who likes fantasy and dragons and stuff, check out Jim Henson's Storyteller Dragons, and you will not regret it. It's great. Just in time for the Halloween season. That's right. We went out and did some errands today, and lo and behold, the Halloween costumes were already out. First week of August. Boom. And look at all these Halloween costumes. The Girl Scouts. That's Ghoul. G-H-O-U-L. Ghoul Scouts. Night of the Unliving Undead. This is number 3 from our pals over at Action Lab Entertainment. This is it's a comic book that's good for all ages. And the art in it looks a little more realistic, so it's going to be, it's not the rounded art that some of the younger kids are going to be used to. It also features the undead, so factor that in. If you've got a six-year-old who's scared of zombies and the undead whatnot, they may not want to read this. However, if you have an eight-year-old that's in with the campy zombie undead fun, this is it, because it's the Ghoul Scouts uncover clues about Full Moon Hollow. It's where they live, and they uncover clues about the city's past and the current zombie outbreak. There's a creepy old mansion on the outside of town that could hold the answers to the outbreak, and the kids have to get there. That's right, it's kids who are the heroes in this one. It's Ghoul Scouts, Night of the Unliving Undead, and it's neat because it's from Action Lab, and their rating system is really spot on. It's one of the best out there in the industry. This particular comic is rated E, appropriate for everyone. And that's worth noting, because some of the Action Lab titles are appropriate for ages 9 and up, some for 12 and up, some for older teens, and some for mature only. This one, however, is straight up great for everyone, and we will check it out this week. Do you like fantasy? If you do, you're going to want to check out Beera the One-Hitted Troll. Now, this is a hardcover graphic novel from First Second Books. It's a book. So it's going to be in the graphic novel section of your comic book. However, this is why we like it. Because of the art and the overall absurdity in the story. The art, actually the entire book, is from Eric Orchard, a Canadian cat. And the art in this is really playful. It's about a troll who finds a baby in Trollland, a human baby in Trollland. All the other trolls want to eat said baby, but Bera, the one-headed troll, wants to save it. How cute is that? And again, when you look at just the cover of this, you've got all sorts of green two-headed trolls under the bridge, and Bera is walking on the bridge. We look forward to checking this out. It's from First Second Books. So First Second Books, they don't do a lot of comic books, if they do any, but they put out some really cool original books and graphic novels, of which this one falls into that category. Superheroes. In this week's all-age comic books for the superhero sect, it's funny, this kind of starts with a story. We have a four-year-old son, about to turn five. He's never seen Batman. He's never seen any form of Batman. Yet, he knows the campy Batman song from the 1960s. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman. I don't know how he knows that song, because we don't go around singing it. We don't have the DVDs here. We've never seen it. Yet, he knows the song, and he likes it. I say that because Batman 66 meets Steed and Mrs. Peel. This is a cool little mini-series. This is issue 2 of 6 from DC Comics. And this is neat because it is all ages, and it's really in that vein of the campy Batman from the 60s. This time Batman and Robin, they're hanging out with the old-school Avengers over in the UK. Not the Caped Avengers here in the States. That's what they're doing. It's a funny mini-series, and it is priced right at only $2.99. So if you're looking for an all-age title with some superheroes that are approachable for pretty much any age, ages 4 and up, check out Batman 66 meets Steed and Mrs. Peel. This is number 2 of 6. A superhero of a different kind, and for slightly older readers, is Torchwood. Now, we casually mention this in superheroes when it also could be science fiction, but, you know, Captain Jack is kind of a superhero, and this television show was great. Loved it. We loved it more than Doctor Who. I know. It's heresy, isn't it? This is from Titan Comics, and it's worth noting that this is also written by John Barrowman, who is Captain Jack. Boom, but he's also an author. He's co-written a lot of books with his sister. Some really cool science fiction stuff. This is good fantasy, sci-fi, espionage with a twist of aliens in there, if you've never seen the TV show. It's going to be good for older readers, too. I'll say ages 11 and up. Torchwood, number 1. And I believe John Barrowman will also be at Dragon Con in Atlanta in early September, if you're going to be there for that. If not, it is great. We'll have more on DragonCon later also. Transformers 55. Now, this is the Transformers series that is for slightly older kids. There's nothing bad in this series for older kids. It just is a little more realistic, a little more violent, and a lot more words. However, there's a lot of action. So if you've got a child who is 9 and up that likes some science fiction and, you know, they've done the rounded Transformer series for younger kids, you may want to jump ship to Transformers, that's the flagship series, over at IDW. And issue number 55 comes out. This issue has Optimus. It's the conclusion to an Optimus Prime story that also has Galvatron, Soundwave, and Archie and Cosmos and everybody else fighting for something. But they set the stage for the Titans Return. That's what it is. It's Transformers 55. Let's swing back to the rounded art that is great for ages 4 and up. When I say rounded, I just mean that the facial features and the bodies are drawn slightly more rounded, and the violence is not as sharp. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures 13. Now, this is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series for kids, because there's going to be nothing inappropriate for this. It's the closest to the Nickelodeon series that you'll get and that you can see in the comic book realm. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures, number 13. It's good stuff also from IDW. The one title from Marvel this week is the Marvel Universe Avengers Ultron Revolution. Man, they love their long titles, don't they? Marvel Universe Avengers. That's what it is. They have different miniseries, and this time it's Ultron Revolution. That's what it is. It's Ultron's ultimate solution. Ultron's got the perfect plan for an imperfect humanity. Replace all the humans with robot. We've heard this before, but this time it's in a very kid-friendly Marvel Disney XD format. So if you see the Disney XD cartoon, this is exactly drawn the same way. That's what it is. In this case, Ultron is first to take out the Avengers. Can he do it? Probably not. But it's going to be fun to see. It's an all-ages comic book, Marvel Universe Avengers, Ultron Revolution. It's out this week. So a quick side note, we are on Twitter. It's at Daddy Mojo. Or if you want to shoot us an email, you're welcome to. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, at Daddy Mojo, DaddyMojo.net. And we just, we highlight three or four of the main three genres of the all-age comic books here on the podcast. However, each week there are maybe 2 to 4 dozen different titles coming out. We highlight all of those in the website post. So you can click over. If you didn't come here through the website, it's daddymojo.net. And Angry Birds. Here is why we like this series. Each issue is a standalone funny bit. Case in point. This week, number 8 comes out from Angry Birds Comics. Issue number 7 that came out last month was a standalone issue that was all about Liverpudlians and big pigs, small pigs. It was funny, unique, and very much a throwback to a classic book. In issue number 8, it's brand new stories about King Pig, the birds, Blue, Yellow, Chef Pig, everybody else. However, here's the deal on this. It's surprisingly well-written for adults, from an adult perspective. In other words, adults can read it and genuinely get a laugh out of it. Kids will want to read it because they may like to play Angry Birds, and they'll read along to it to pick up some vocabulary, and it's one of those gateway points for your reluctant readers. That is one reason why Angry Birds Comics is going to be great in a school environment, which actually starts here very soon. Especially where we are. Issue number 8, Angry Birds Comics, comes out this week. Looney Tunes, number 3232, from DC Comics. This is one of our sweet comics for a couple of reasons. A, its price. It is only $2.99, and that's retail. So awesome. You save more if you go through some links. But it's a very affordable comic. It's funny. It's classic. And it has some older stories with some newer stories that are blended seamlessly. And that's kind of a key sticking point for us lately, because we've read some series recently that have been rebooted from classic series. I'll call them out. Pink Panther, I love you. But your new stories don't mesh with your old stories. The art is dramatically different. In the new stories, Pink Panther doesn't talk. In the old stories, he talks. It's a train wreck. Although I love the character. In Looney Tunes, it's consistent. You can't tell the old stories from the new stories. And they're all really great, and kids love them. In other words, also, at our, speaking of children and school, our school library at our children's elementary school, they have a subscription to Looney Tunes. So if you go in the library, as all kids should, you'll see Looney Tunes in the books that they can check out. 232 will be no exception to that. In this one, Pete the Puma figures a convenient hole in the ground is a perfect covert drop to trap Bugs Bunny. I bet he does not succeed. Pete the Puma, never heard of that cat, but his name made me laugh. That's issue 232, Looney Tunes, comes out this week. Mickey Mouse, Shadow of Colossus. Now, this is a trade paperback, and it kind of goes, it dovetails very nicely to the previously aforementioned title of Looney Tunes and Pink Panther, because Mickey Mouse features some stories that are old and some are new. The old stories were published overseas or in another language and have now been translated into English, just with the original artwork. But it's the same artwork, just with a new story that English audiences most likely haven't read, unless you read the Dutch version in the early or mid-80s. That's the case here. This graphic novel collects issues 10 through 12 of Mickey Mouse, where Mickey has to battle a Colossus-sized statue. Looks like a golden Greek warrior who's about the size of 10 stories. And how does Mickey Mouse do it? Well, Mickey Mouse has been dealing with Pete and his ill attitude for generations. I'm sure he finds a way. Now, there's also a side story called The Bridge on the River Yayi, which stars Mickey's minor bird pal, Ellsworth. And that's a great example of one of the older stories that blends in well with some different era stories, because the artwork is the same, and the only thing that's different is the vocabulary has been changed to English from Spanish or Dutch or wherever it came from. It's Mickey Mouse, Shadow of Colossus. How'd you like that? If you pick up any new comic books this week on Twitter, you can just hashtag it, hashtag New Comic Book Day, NCBD, hashtag NCBD, and you can tell everybody on Twitter what you got, why you got it, and why it rocks. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.